Scott, what makes a good pizza in your book?
Oh, that's a controversial topic. Everyone has his or her own idea of what's a good pizza. To me, the standard is the New York-style pizza. You know, people like Chicago deep dish, and that's fine. I like Chicago deep dish, but it's not what I think of when I think of a good pizza. I like a good thin crust, not too thin, not too thick. It has to be just the right thickness. Ample toppings. You know, I don't like to have meager toppings, but I don't like too many toppings either. You can, if it starts doing layers and stacks, then you know you've got too many toppings. You should be able to pick up a slice of pizza, and it should fold slightly in your hand, so it's easy to put in your mouth to take a bite. You don't want it to lay flat. You want to kind of bend it a little bit. And when you do that, you don't want it to crack. Because if it's too thin, it's going to crack. And you don't want it to feel soggy in your hand either. So there, you have to have a good sauce, but not too much sauce. You want to be able to taste a little bit of tomato tang. You want to be able to discern some spicing in there. There's a lot that goes into a good pizza. You think of it as a really simple food, but you know it's difficult to make a good pizza. Obviously, because there are lots of people out there doing really mediocre pizzas, and it's difficult to find one that you really, really like, or that I really, really like anyway.
What are your favorite toppings on a pizza?
You know, I'm just a basic kind of guy. I like sausage and mushrooms, maybe some black olives. I can take an anchovy or leave it. If I have the choice, I'll probably leave it. But I like meat on my pizza.
So what are the places that you've been to recently, and what'd you think?
Some real interesting places. Two are interconnected. Anyone who's been reading my column for a while knows that I've liked, on and off, a place called Alfonso's Pizza and More, which was in College Park. Well, Alfonso's has moved to south of downtown Orlando, a little place next door to Le Coq au Vin, if people know South Orange Avenue. In their place now, in College Park, is a place called Ragazzi's. And Alfonso's and Ragazzi's are serving what is probably a perfect pizza. The problem is they're not serving it at the same time.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
Well, it means that Ragazzi's has a really terrific crust on its pizza, or under its pizza, I guess we would say. Ragazzi's does not have good toppings. Alfonso's has good toppings, but the crust was off. It was a little bit too doughy, a little bit too soggy. And I would think that if they could just get together and talk this out, they could have one really great pie. Someone who's already serving a pretty darn good pie is a new place called Papa Gio's. It's on University Boulevard. They say they have the best pizza and gyros in town. Their gyros, not so good. Mm. I didn't care too much. The pizza pie was really, really good. Good crust, good toppings, just the right amount of little grease on top. You got to have a little grease on a pizza pie. And I really liked Papa Gio's. So Papa Gio's, one good pie. Ragazzi's and Alfonso's together, one good pie.
Maybe they can put their chocolate and their peanut butter and put it all together, except not on a pizza.
Not on a pizza.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.